This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. In the remaining hours of this seventh day of the seventh month of the seventh year of the century, we contemplate the spiritual side of this number. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride, the seven deadly sins. The 7 days of the week are named after an ancient god or heavenly body. In the case of Tuesday, Tiw, that's T-I-W, the Norse god of war. In Hinduism, seven mothers protect the world from demons. Ancient Egyptians believed there were seven paths to heaven. In Islam, there are seven heavens. The Buddha walked seven steps at his birth and then proclaimed, "I am the foremost of all. This is my last birth. I will cross the ocean of existence." And seven is a symbol of God's perfection in the book of Revelation, read here by religious studies professor David Frankfurter.
When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them.